support and protection, but also smooths out the erratic behavior patterns of individual members, making each borrower more reliable in the process. Subtle, and at times not so subtle, peer pressure keeps each group member in line with the broader objectives of the credit program. A sense of intergroup and intragroup competition also encourages each member to be an achiever. Shifting the task of initial supervision to the group not only reduces the work of the bank, but also increases the self-reliance of the individual borrowers. Because the group approves the loan request of each member, the group assumes moral responsibility for the loan. If any member of the group gets into trouble, the group usually comes forward to help. In Jobra, we discovered that it is not always easy for borrowers to organize themselves into groups. A prospective borrower first has to take the initiative and explain how the bank works to a second person. This can be particularly difficult for a village woman. She often has a difficult time convincing her friends, who are likely to be terrified, skeptical, or forbidden by their husbands to deal with money. But eventually, a second person, impressed by what Grameen has done for another household, will take the leap of joining the group. Then the two will go out and seek a third member, then a fourth, and a fifth. Once the group of five is formed, we extend loans to two members of the group. If these two repay regularly for the next 6 weeks, two more members may request loans. The chairperson of the group is normally the last borrower of the five, but often, just when the group is ready, one of the five members changes her mind, saying, "No, my husband won't agree. He doesn't want me to join the bank." So, the group falls back to four, or three, or sometimes back to one, and that one has to start all over again. It can take anywhere from a few days to several months for a group to be recognized or certified by Grameen Bank. To gain recognition, all the members of a group of five prospective borrowers have to present themselves to the bank, undergo at least 7 days of training on our policies, and demonstrate their understanding of those policies in an oral examination administered by a senior bank official. Each of the members must be individually tested. The night before her test, a borrower often gets so nervous that she lights a candle in a saint's shrine and prays to Allah for help. She knows that if she fails, she will let down not only herself, but also the others in her group. Though she has studied, she worries that she will not be able to answer the questions about the duties and responsibilities of a Grameen Bank member. What if she forgets? The bank worker will send the group away, telling all the members to study some more, and the others in the group will chastise her, saying, "For God's sakes, even this you can't do right. You've ruined not only yourself, but us as well." Some critics argue that our rural clients are too submissive and that we can...